Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cumlex says Case versus Bautista justifies Smartmatic disqualification. The Commission on Elections, Cumlex, will include the money laundering case filed in the United States against its former chief Andres Bautista, when it files a motion for reconsideration of the Supreme Court ruling that it had committed a grave abuse of discretion when it disqualified Smartmatic from bidding for all automated election systems. We will include these court documents, because this time, it is out in the open. It is now public, officially admitted in court. We will definitely include that if we file the motion for reconsideration, said Cumlex Chairman George Irwin Garcia in the Capejansa Manila Hotel Media Forum on Wednesday. Garcia said the case against Bautista, which alleged he had accepted bribes from a voting machine vendor, would prove that their decision to disqualify Smartmatic from participating in poll automation projects was justified. That is what we want to prove. When we issued the disqualification of the company, we did not just guess it. We have a basis, and that is our basis, Garcia said. Now, the case has surfaced. So we will have to watch. So I would like to confirm that based on our communication with the U.S. authorities, it was confirmed that the case is officially filed in a district court in the U.S., Garcia said. The Department of Homeland Security's Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, filed the case against Bautista at the U.S. District Court in the Southern District of Florida on September 19, 2023. The former Cumlex chief allegedly received bribe money from top executives of an unnamed poll technology company and its subsidiaries in exchange for assistance in their bid to secure multimillion-dollar election contracts. The company that allegedly bribed Bautista was not named in U.S. court records, but the description in the affidavit matched that of Smartmatic. The allegation prompted Cumlex to disqualify the company from participating in all election-related procurement projects, including the 2025 polls. Smartmatic brought the case to the Supreme Court, which ruled that Cumlex committed a grave abuse of discretion when it disqualified Smartmatic. Garcia also disclosed that the special investigating panel is reviewing the procurement proceedings in 2016 on the possible charges against Smartmatic in relation to the awarding of the poll automation contract. We want to know who the others involved are if, indeed, the 2016 bidding was rigged. It cannot be just one person. But the U.S. case only has jurisdiction against one person, not the others involved, he said. Who are the conspirators? This is why we created this panel. And the U.S. DOJ, Department of Justice, provided us with some documents that are now being reviewed by our panel, he said. Also on Wednesday, the U.S. government dismissed reports that Bautista had been arrested after he was sued for money laundering and conspiracy in the state of Florida. Juan Andres Donato Bautista is not in U.S. custody, and we declined to comment further, Nicole Navas-Oxman, Senior Communications Advisor for International Law Enforcement at the U.S. Department of Justice, said in an email to the Manila Times. Bautista has denied the allegations and maintained his innocence. I did not ask for nor receive any bribe money, Bautista said in a social media post. Be that as it may, I am ready to respond to the alleged charges at the proper forum and time. However, he has since gone into hiding and his messaging platforms and mobile number are no longer in use. During Bautista's incumbency, the sitting commissioners were Luis Tito Guia, Al Perino, Arthur Lim, Sheriff Abbas, Rowena Guanzon, and Christian Robert Lim. The late former President Benigno Aquino III named Bautista as Cumlex chairman on May 4, 2015, a year before the 2016 elections. Bautista was forced to step down on October 24, 2017, following allegations of ill-gotten wealth raised by his estranged wife, Patricia Bautista, who claimed that based on documents in her possession, her husband had amassed at least $1 billion in ill-gotten wealth following his appointment as chairman of the Presidential Commission on Good Government, PCGG, and later as Cumlex chief. An impeachment case was filed against Bautista by former Rep. Negros Oriental Representative Jacinto Perez and lawyer Ferdinand Topacio. It was believed that Bautista resigned to avoid impeachment. But on the day Bautista filed his resignation as Cumlex chief, the House impeached him with a vote of 137-75 with two abstentions. The money laundering case against Bautista was filed by HSI Special Agent Colbert Almeida. The former Cumlex chief was charged with conspiring to launder money, but it is unclear how the case has progressed or if the arrest warrant sought by Almeida was eventually issued.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.